This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are back again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Welcome to the Wednesday program, February 23rd. So what happens a week from today? Actually, it'll be the 2nd of March, a week from today. Jennifer, if she were here, would be rolling her eyeballs. Oh, Dougie, please don't talk about that. All right, so Jennifer is not here, but Jay Kirshner is, and so is Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with the pleasure of your company. Stock market fell off yesterday with the Russians, the Ukrainians, and so I ask myself, and I ask you, and I ask all of you everywhere, why do Americans care? Why should we care about the situation in Ukraine? And perhaps that's one answer, because it's going to affect our stock market, and it's going to affect what we pay for things. Gasoline is going to be all of the, any energy related items are going to be more expensive. I was traveling the western part of the state yesterday in the Massachusetts Turnpike. I have not seen as many trucks on the road like a convoy. From one end, I was on the turnpike about 45 miles, and there were, I'm driving a truck with a trailer on it too, but it's a smaller one, and the trucks are, it's like a, in the middle lane, a steady convoy, hundreds of trucks. So I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, the drivers must be getting back, and they're offering more pay, but when it comes to shipping things, if you're individually shipping things, you know what I'm talking about. If you're in business, you've got to get things moved. Or if you're buying things that require, I mean, everything has to be moved. Everything has to be trucked. There are warehouses. You can see these huge Amazon, we were talking about those being built, but there are huge Walmart warehouses around the country. You name it, the big hardware store. They all have these huge warehouses, and the stuff's got to be moved from one to the other. And it's very expensive these days. I know that in Macy's, they had, there was a report, you know, the year-end reports, and what affected their bottom line more than anything else, and they said transportation. And then look at the prices of homes in this past year. The average price of a home, listen to this, is up almost 20% over last year at the same time. In places like Phoenix, Tampa, Miami, they're out front with the gains that are as much as 34%. So we go back to, I mean, this has been a sort of familiar conversation. You can't afford to buy a house, but somebody is, because otherwise if they couldn't sell them, they wouldn't be able to get the money for them.
A lot of investors, too, they say, have
renting houses out. Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, speaking of truckers, what's going on with the COVID protests? Supposed to be one this weekend, isn't there, in Washington? And there's I saw the National Guard is being called up in some places to prepare for the weekend, which would be something similar to what happened in Canada a couple of weeks ago, right? Let's figure out, you know. And I wonder sometimes, I remember when farmers, and I know you laughed at me because I thought it was recently, and one of you looked it up, and it was
when
like
1970. When you say recent, that means 20 years ago.
Yeah.
More than that.
Yeah. But, people, I think the peaceful protests are the way to get change, because a lot of people in power pay no attention whatsoever to anybody unless they're making noise. So you need to make noise. And maybe this is it.
But at this point, I don't know.
The message is there.
Yeah, Lewis and I were talking about this last night with the Canadian, you know, the truckers and everything.
Yeah.
At this point, though, with the numbers, I mean, literally the numbers in New Jersey alone, and this is a state that has been hard hit along with New York, the new cases are down 90%. So what's the point of protesting a vaccine mandate that probably isn't even going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, it just feels like it's like
point,
too late.
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone. It's over. Finished. It's a waste of time. So if anybody's listening that is
like everyone who wanted to get a shot has already gotten the shot.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be, I mean, there are a few people who got sick again with COVID and then their doctors were like, look, you really need to get a vaccine. We have a few people in our circle who, you know, went about it that way and then got vaxxed and boosted. But for the most part, everyone who wants a vaccine has already gotten it. So at this point, it's just we ride it out, and like California has started their shift from pandemic to endemic, meaning that this is now going to be something like the flu and the common cold that we live with. And so we focus on treatment and we focus on testing, so you're not around anyone who's vulnerable. But, you know, life goes back to normal. And so I'm surprised that California, of all states, is the first one to actually have an endemic plan. Other states are sort of just kind of, you know, doing a wait and see approach. But yeah, it seems odd that, you know, and the trucker thing was extra strange because they're alone in their trucks. So like that's weird.
Right. Who exactly? Who?
Yeah,
why
that
would
just
you care?
Doesn't make sense.
It seems So then going back to why we ought to care about the situation there. There are people who say, well, it was originally part of the Soviet Union. Okay, yada, yada. I think more the connection to China and Russia and how, because Russia has been shut off by Europe, pretty much shut down. Mm-hmm. But yet there's still money there to pay for all those soldiers. Where is that coming from? I think you have the right theory.
Yeah, oh, I think that. China is definitely supporting this.
Well, they want to stir things up so that they can destabilize stuff. Mm-hmm. And
China buys everyone's debt anyway. So this, you know, these new sanctions, these are all NATO sanctions. So China is not included in any of this. So, you know, the UK, Japan, Australia, they're going to impose sanctions against Russia as well. Germany probably has the biggest power play right now because they've halted the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. They won't certify it. Putin spent $11 billion of his own, you know, funds to build that pipeline, and that was supposed to bring in hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. With that not happening, I mean, that has got to hurt your bottom line. But, you know, the Russian finance minister, he's already out there trying to get ahead of this and saying they have, they have more than enough money that they need and that they can still, you know, finance
their debt.
The
Chinese has gotten everybody by the short hairs because everybody has done the same thing. It isn't just America, although our economy is so big that we have become dependent and they own us lock, stock, and barrel, but the same with the rest of the world. So China is controlling the world, whether the average person likes to admit that or understand it, that's what's going on. Now, in terms of, I was talking about Amazon stock and some of the other stocks and how they're being affected by the situation in Ukraine, market off a little bit. Yesterday, the largest growth took place with Tesla. Yesterday, the stock, remember I was talking about Amazon stock is up 20,000%. So if you put a dollar into it when they opened it, it's now worth 20,000 bucks. Well, if you put a buck into Tesla in 2012, it's now worth $13,405. So that stock is going up, and that was, I think, the best. Although Netflix did very well in the stock market yesterday. If you put a buck into Netflix, this is how people relate to it, right? Put a buck into Netflix when it was first started, in the 1980s? When did Netflix?
Was that the 90s?
Early 90s?
No, it was a DVD subscription service where you would make your list
mail,
and get one DVD,
it was mailed,
and you'd send it back, they'd give you another one. Yeah.
Right.
And remember when Netflix offered to buy Blockbuster, and Blockbuster was like, no thanks, good luck with your little streaming plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, see you later. Is there even a Blockbuster that still exists?
There's one left. Yeah, and there's a really fun documentary called The Last Blockbuster, and it's in Bend, Oregon, and it's kind of like a
Bend,
museum.
We have a station there. Hi, Bend. Yes.
Yeah. So it's really cool. It's a fun documentary, and ironically, it's on Netflix.
Wow! So. What a shocker that is.
Yeah.
So if you put a dollar into Netflix when they first went public, it's now worth that $1 worth $13,797. So, and there's all kinds of other stuff. There's a lot of strong returns. Interesting. That the Bitcoin, or not the Bitcoin, what do we call it? It's not Bitcoin. What's it
crypto?
Called? Crypto.
Cryptocurrency.
Looks like it's headed for the roof again. That's very volatile, but it's up, down, and sideways. So, by the way, because Tesla was the biggest winner yesterday, the $100 billion club has changed. I mentioned earlier, I think I said Bezos was number one. That's not true. As a matter of fact, Elon Musk is now worth $230 billion. Dollars as of today. One guy, $230 billion. Amazon's founder Bezos is worth $191 billion. Let's see here. You were talking about LVMH,
mm-hmm.
right? The fellow who controls that stock, Bernard Arnault, because of all the activity you were just talking about, is today worth $166 billion.
Mm.
Bill Gates, a measly $130
billion.
right?
Measly.
Zuckerberg, $122 billion. Warren Buffett is like way below, off. He's only worth $94 billion. So anyway. That's
he gives so much of it away, though. He's like Bloomberg. They give it away, and then they just keep making more of it.
Yeah.
And am I remembering this right? Was Warren Buffett at one point the richest?
Yes.
Like, by miles?
Yeah, right. Berkshire Hathaway is what you invest in. Which, by the way, interestingly enough, I know from when I was a kid, my father was in the clothing business, and most of the fabrics were manufactured by a company called Milliken. And Milliken was owned by Berkshire Hathaway, which was basically a producer of cloth and supplied mills with cloth. And somehow or other, Warren got into that, and that became the name of, you see it everywhere. It's the company's called Berkshire Hathaway.
Well, yeah, they have real estate. It's a
real
holding
estate.
Company, basically,
oh, yeah,
and they've
right.
got real estate. Yeah. They've got all kinds of endeavors. Yeah.
Fabulous. All right, the product Calitrin, which I talk about here with regularity, if you've got a problem keeping weight off after you've lost it, I wish this were a public company because I'd invest in it, but it's privately held. Doctor and people on his staff that put the formula together. I think it was a doctor and three nurses, as a matter of fact, almost 25 years ago. We're trying to help people lose weight. This fellow was a specialist in people in, helping folks who are overweight. I think he's a cardiologist, and certainly cardiology focuses on how to keep your weight off because that's the most powerful indicator of how your heart health is going to be, whether you're overweight or not. So there are success stories on top of success stories. The rate of success, 86%. The science is all outlined on their website, toploss.com. I would just underscore the important part of this message is if you want to lose weight and keep it off, then use Calitrin. That's it. The all-natural way to keep the weight off. Go to toploss.com. Check out using the DJV code. You have to pay for shipping, and you get the best bargains on the product to use month after month after month.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Health podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jeff, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner to update you on some of the trending social media gossip. And one of the things that will move forward is the people that are going to be involved in the SAG Awards. We were talking earlier about the NAACP Awards, but the SAG Awards are coming up too. So who's involved in that right after this?
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome to the Asylum, otherwise known as the DJV program. Jay, what is going on here with the SAG Awards? Looks like a lot of notables are going to be in attendance, right?
Yeah, they're happening this Sunday. It's definitely coming up. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Leslie Odom Jr., David Diggs, they're set to open the awards, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Why does he pronounce his name David instead of David? He's just trying to.
It's how it's spelled. D-A-V-E-D.
No, it's how it's spelled. It's
David. Oh. Huh. I saw it. Well, I see it here as D-A-V-I-D, so that's why I asked the question. All right. So, anyway, what else is the SAG Awards are supposed to be just for members of the screen. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The Screen Actors Guild. So, Is it? Why do they announce beforehand? I want the suspense. I don't want to know that Helen Mirren is the winner of the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award until
they always announce the Lifetime Achievement.
Yeah, those are the big. Yeah, those are the big ones that everybody. Every award show has their own variation of some kind of big Lifetime Achievement Award that everybody knows. Okay, this person is going to be the one that's being honored for it this year.
Huh. All right, so that's Sunday night on TBS, I think 8 o'clock Eastern time, if you're of a mind you want to watch that. I love to see these shows because I want to see the stars talking to each other, see who's friends,
yeah.
You know, who's
drunk. I have to say, the SAG Awards are my favorite because they you can tell that they're having so much fun, and there's something about watching people having fun that makes you have fun, too.
Yeah,
and they're just, it's like all of their walls are torn down. They're just hanging out with their friends, and it's really cool
tequila.
To see.
30 years since Martin, the sitcom on Fox, was on the air, but apparently they're going to do a reunion. Is this is it a revival or is it a reunion?
I think it's just a reunion. Yeah, it's a reunion.
So like
that
Friends?
Yes.
Friends thing. Uh-huh.
That's the big trend right now, right? Everybody wants to see where the cast is after all this time and, you know, what they've done and just seeing them back together. It's very popular.
Am I alone, though? I don't care about the cast. I can look online and see what people are up to. I want to see the characters. Give me what the characters are actually up to nowadays.
So this is something that's on BET, Black Entertainment Television. That's where the award, the show was on NBC, I think. It was a regular mainstream.
I think it was Fox,
Was it Fox? Oh, yeah, it is Fox. That's what they said. Yeah, Fox. So, in other words, it's something else that you can look forward to if you want to see these folks together, but you've got to have a subscription to Black Entertainment Television to see it. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's promise of severe sanctions on Russia if they invade Ukraine are having little to no effect on President Putin's aggression. Biden announced the sanctions on Tuesday.
We're implementing full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, VEB and their military bank. We're implementing comprehensive sanctions on Russian sovereign debt. That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing.
As roughly 20 countries impose Russian sanctions, Russian lawmakers greenlit troops to be used outside of the country. The big cities on both coasts did not get into the top five cities leading the post-pandemic jobs recovery. That's according to a new report from the Economic Innovation Group. Phoenix is at number five, followed by Tampa, Dallas, Salt Lake City, and number one is Austin, Texas, with a 4.1% jobs increase from the pre-pandemic workforce. USA Radio News.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
As Russia continues its occupation of eastern Ukraine, the sanctions promised by the Biden administration are not having the desired effect as Russian lawmakers give the okay for President Putin to use their troops outside of the country. Oil reached nearly $100 a barrel Tuesday, and that will continue to hurt the American economy. Phil Flynn is an oil and gas expert. He tells Fox News President Biden has failed to curb Russian aggression.
I think I want them to basically give a hard line to Vladimir Putin to say stop, cease, and go the other way, but I'm afraid it's too late. The sanctions that are going into place right now, suspiciously can't be on the energy complex because, let's face it, Europe can't supply themselves with energy. We can't get them enough energy, so if the supplies are cut off, they're really out of luck. And yes, they took the right step today by canceling or at least, slowing down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, but that's a pipeline that should have never been built. And at the end of the day, it's the U.S. consumers that are going to feel the pain of this as well, because we're already seeing the prices of natural gas in Europe hit record highs. That's going to get over to this side of the pond, and that means you and I are going to be paying the price for this conflict.
Roughly 20 countries around the world have imposed sanctions against the Russian invasion of Ukraine, yet Putin continues his massive military buildup along the border. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of podcasts, the American Family Farmer show this week, the podcast is a focus on the giant grocery store chain and what's going on. There's an example of what the big conglomerates that own all the grocery stores are doing with your food. The food that you're going to buy. Pretty opening, eye-opening, ear-opening. New York Farm Show this week. We talked to the fellow who runs that. You can catch up with all the farm, food, and family news that we do every week on a lot of these same stations and in the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. I have lots of opining time talking about agriculture and food and that sort of thing, so you can catch that. And the other things, the DJV download, as was suggested there by Al Peterson, DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Here's a good story for Victoria and Jay and I to kind of chew on. The story at a Texas Starbucks. Yes, that is the dog who's wiggling and waggling there. That's What's going on at your house, Victoria? The dogs are all excited. What's happening?
Breakfast
usually
time.
Usually pretty quick.
Yeah. They're in here wrestling.
Come on, I want to get some food. Whenever you hear these little things in the background, most people who listen to this program with regularity know that we produce it from all of our different locations. Jay is down in Nashville. Victoria is in New Jersey. I'm on the farm in Framingham, Mass. And it all is brought to you courtesy of the Download Studio in Washington at Radio America. Anyway, so that's why you hear some things in the back. We all have our pets with us in the studio. I have Daisy's here all the time with me. And if she's hungry, she doesn't do what your dogs do. She just whines.
I've had to mute myself because my Daisy has snored so loudly. She sleeps on the couch behind me while I work. And
when
she
Charlotte,
so loud.
People have been listening to this program for a long time with me. When Charlotte was alive, I had a chair that she sat in or slept in during the program. And Jennifer used to go hysterical because Charlotte's snore was so loud that you could hear it. And, of course, Jennifer would say, well, there's a comment on what you're talking about. But it's fun to have. We should have our, as Warren says, Warren Eckstein, have your pets with you as much as you can because they are a great source of all kinds of relief. All right, anyway, back to Texas and this Starbucks where there was a story about the mother who thanked the Starbucks worker. Why do they call them baristas? Aren't they waiters and waitresses? Why do they call them baristas?
No, the baristas are like a bartender. It's barista. It's the Italian word for a bartender.
Yeah,
so they're
Starbucks
the ones making the coffee, so they're the baristas.
Okay. Anyway, so what did this, Brandy Robertson, what happened, Jay? This was all over Facebook on Friday of last week and over the weekend.
Yeah, her 18-year-old daughter, who wanted to remain anonymous, was studying and doing some schoolwork at a local Starbucks in Corpus Christi, and the baristas noticed that a man came in, not with her, but started talking to her, and they were kind of like, they didn't know if maybe she needed help, if she wanted this guy to go away, didn't know how to say it, and so one of the baristas took over a quote-unquote hot chocolate that somebody forgot to pick up, but on it, it had read, like, are you okay? Do you want us to intervene? If you do, take off the lid. Well, the 18-year-old felt... Yeah, it was so great. And the 18-year-old did feel fine, and she let them know that, you know, she's okay. But it's just so great to see this kind of stuff, people stepping in.
Being aware.
And she even took the cup home to show her mom because she knew that her mom would just be so thankful that strangers were even looking out for her. You see this a lot of times at bars where a bartender will pretend to close out a woman's tab because they think that she's being harassed by somebody, and they have written on the fake receipt of like, hey, do you need us to intervene? A lot of people are becoming more aware of what their surroundings are going, like what the surroundings
are. Well, think about how many times, you know, I remember there was a restaurant, this was a couple years ago, we talked about it here on the show, there was a restaurant in Santa Monica, I forget the name of it now, but there were two girls who were sitting at the bar, or at a table, and there was a couple who had met for a first date, they had met online, and so it was a first date, and they were sitting at the bar. The girl on the date went up to go to the bathroom, and these two women at a nearby table saw the guy put something in her drink, and they did this whole thing, this whole charade where the one girl, they went up to the bartender and they told the bartender what they saw. Everybody stayed really quiet. They called the cops. They kept the guy there and they blocked the woman from drinking the drink. I mean, it was a whole orchestration just because these two women saw a crime happen.
TV show.
I mean, it was incredible. And the woman who was on the date who would have been drugged, you know, who knows what could have happened to her. So, I'm happy when people see
well-known
something
fish
and they
restaurant
say something.
On Ocean Avenue. I remember that when it happened. I've been in there myself. It's a great meeting place on Saturday night. Let's put it that way.
There's a recent one within like the last year at a grocery store where a woman noticed a guy was kind of following two teenage girls, like younger teens, down the aisles, and the teens didn't seem to notice him. The woman goes up to them when the guy kind of got really near, and she's like, oh my goodness, I haven't seen you in so long. How's your mom? She doesn't know these girls, but they're kind of like, what? And she just kind of kept going with it, and then the guy left, and then the woman told him, she's like, there was a guy stalking you guys.
Oof, yeah. Bunga bunga. Well, I don't know if we consider Starbucks workers hospitality workers. They're restaurant workers. But just hospitality workers are hotel workers, right? People that work Wouldn't you consider that?
Yeah.
Or would you,
mm-hmm.
people, or would
yeah,
you say flight attendants
somewhere.
Or hospitality? It's,
I think typically they say it's, you know, hotels, I guess restaurants too. It's also yeah. included in that. Bars, theme parks, tourism, stuff like that.
Today is National Hospitality Workers Appreciation Day. That's why I brought that up. The hard work of those who are in the service industry. And it's interesting because more and more of them are not native-born Americans. They are here either legally or illegally, but lots of people. I know when you travel on cruises, most of the crews are Filipinos. For whatever the reason, they're good in when it comes to working on ships. I don't know why that is, but it is. Theme parks also are considered hospitality workers if you're working at a theme park. Maybe give a little extra tip today to people if you're ordering even online or you know whatever. I think you have to acknowledge these people. Not you have to, but it's a good thing to do that.
Of course.
Let's see what's going on. I just was looking at a report, and I kind of want to tie it to the hospital. What I just said about where people come from who work in the hospitality business. You know, we have a big focus here on China and how China is manipulating the rest of the world and how the people who are there think it's a wonderful place. Well, the annual report of asylum seekers has been released. In 2020, the number of asylum seekers from China in America was 15,362. Want to know how many there were? Last year, 15,362 asylum seekers in America from China in 2020. What's the number for 2021?
I don't know. Didn't we shut down asylum seekers because of the pandemic? I have no idea how the numbers would be changed by COVID.
The number last year of asylum seekers in America, according to the High Commissioner for Refugees at the United Nations, was 107,864. These are people who are trying to get out of the...
Can you blame them?
Presidency. So since 2012, listen to this. Since 2012, 614,000 Chinese nationals have applied for asylum in America. Why don't we use that as a headline? These people, you know, China's talking about how great they are. Okay, then how come 600,000 of them have come to America on a trip, on a tour, and they want to stay here? They want asylum. This is government stats and UN stats, what I'm citing.
Mm, yep.
Pretty amazing.
I don't blame them.
You know, remember when people, the silly people like Alec Baldwin said, if Trump gets elected, I'm going to Canada. Okay, yeah, right. That you'd be. I don't know how many asylum seekers. That'd be a pretty good number.
I feel
number.
Like I could live in Toronto, even though I've never been.
Yeah.
But
Montreal,
I feel like I could live there.
Yeah, Prince Edward Island, not bad.
But it's cold.
Ah, horrible.
Like cold weather.
I would
thrive. Jay would love it.
I would
Jay
be
wants
living
to
my
live
best
in
life.
The movie Frozen. That like is that's Jay's dream.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, horrible.
I'm surprised you didn't name your son Olaf.
Yeah, start back. Sheriffs and advocates in a couple of Metro Atlanta's most diverse counties say immigration there is making their communities better and safer. This is pretty interesting. More immigration focus. The federal immigration program is not recognized in Atlanta, or at least in a couple of the counties around Atlanta. How did that all
start?
Yeah,
they got rid of the... This is a Trump program, and so President Biden campaigned on... one of the things he campaigned on is ending this program.
Yeah.
And so he has yet to sign that, but it's called 287G. That's the name of the program.
Right.
And so these two, I think it is interesting that the two sheriffs from these counties have said that eliminating this it's an extension of ICE. And so by eliminating that, they said they have found that there's more trust in police amongst, especially amongst Latino residents. That there is lower incidence of crime, There are people who, you know, are no longer afraid to contact the police if they're a victim of crime, or if they actually have information about a crime, they're now coming forward. So they felt that just getting rid of the ICE presence of that program has really, plus they also said it costs them in each county $3 million a year to run this program. So wow. Sheriff Taylor, who's in Gwinnett County in Georgia, said he's just redirected the funds to battling human trafficking and gangs and things like that. He feels like it's a much better use of the money.
You know, that, go back to the Chinese for a minute. There are more Chinese involved in trafficking than any other particular race, if you will, country of origin.
It's a big problem.
46, almost 47, half the hour here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nobody in their right mind is going to identify this theme, but it gets us into a discussion anyway. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and Chuck Curry with Movie Moments. So this is the theme from War of the Worlds. I didn't see that. I have no interest in seeing some of these apocalyptic thingamabobbers, but I guess a lot of people did, right, Chucker?
Yeah, I mean, it came out in 2005. It was a Steven Spielberg movie. It did pretty good at the box office. I thought it was had its high points, and but it also had some things in terms of pacing that I didn't like. I didn't like the last 15 minutes. I thought it ended on sort of a thud. But Tom Cruise was the star, and I thought he was good. And the little girl who played his daughter was Dakota Fanning. I think one of, if not the best, most appealing child actress of our generation. She turns 28 years old today. You know, the transition between child star and then a more adult actress or actor is not easy. Look at Haley Joel Osment, who is incredibly good in The Sixth Sense and also sees Steven Spielberg's AI. He had trouble translating as an adult actor. She's still a working actress. I don't think as appealing as she was when she was a kid, but she's still
Dakota Fanning?
Yeah, really? Dakota Fanning.
All right, so I'll tell you a Dakota Fanning story, a quick one.
Sure, tell me.
My daughter, before she was a prof at UCLA, taught in a private school in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. And for 2 years in a row, she had a lot of daughters and sons from actors and actresses and stuff. She had Dakota Fanning for freshman English, and then she taught her again in an elective. Cool. Dakota Fanning said the nicest things about Megan when she was leaving school. But Megan said she was every bit a gentle person, didn't want to have any extra attention. She was gone a lot to be in movies, but she was just the nicest young lady. And the two of them developed a nice friendship, which they still share. They still communicate today. So that's
really good.
Dakota Fanning story.
That is
all right, what about Jamie Lee?
Let me just go ahead. This is really interesting. It tells you how the cultures change. This day in TV history, In 1997, NBC aired Schindler's List, the Oscar-winning Steven Spielberg film, for the first time uncut. It drew 65 million people for that airing on NBC. Think about that, Doug. 1990s. Think how far we've fallen. I use that word honestly. I say fallen as a culture. I can't even imagine this culture doing that. 65 million people watched Schindler's List on NBC in 1997.
So you want to compare it with something? Law and Order, the original, returns this Thursday night, 8 o'clock NBC. They'll consider it a success if 10% of that number goes to watch that show, which I believe probably will happen that night.
Yeah,
people are excited. Everybody but Victoria is excited about watching it. Unfortunately, I'm going to be on an airplane, so I won't be able to watch it. But for Law and Order fans and Dick Wolf fans and the fans of Waterston and all the others that are there, they're going to be excited about it. So,
I think it's a cool thing. Here's one other big story. It's a big Oscar shakeup. Finally, they're going to go to 8 categories will be presented before the telecast. They're going to present the winners of 8 categories in the audience before the show goes live, and then they're going to edit those winners into the telecast, which is something the Emmys and the Tonys have done for years. They tried to do it a few years ago. There's a lot of backlash from the Academy. It says, no, everything's got to be on TV. But they fully now understand that they need an audience to watch the Oscars, and a lot of people don't want to watch a 3.5-hour show of awards that they find completely boring. Now, I understand and respect the people who win, and it is awesome. You win an Oscar, you work hard. That is a given. I think everybody knows that. But I think they understand now that you got to streamline the show, make it as entertaining as possible, keep it quick moving, to have some significance between what the Academy represents and what people want to be at home, and that is entertained. They have to be entertained.
Right.
So finally, they've made some serious alterations here.
Good. Jamie Lee Curtis, speaking of alterations, 63 years old, says she will no longer play Laurie Strode in Halloween. How many Halloween movies has she been in? You'd be the expert on that.
Well, she did the first two, and
four or five?
I think six. This will be a sixth, I believe. Or a seventh. She had a cameo on one.
This is amazing.
But I get what she's saying. Having said that, she's made a lot of money for this trilogy. And justified, because these movies have made good box office. So it's a win-win for her. And the
lots
studio.
Of money. All right, well, congratulations. Chucker, you did a fine job today. You can come back tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be back here. Same time, as they say, same station. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.